Indiana. This is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. Our guest today is Wayne from Canada. His website is justiceforgermans.wordpress.com. That is justice, the numeral four, germans.wordpress.com. If you'd like to visit the chat room, you can go to spingola.chatango.com. All righty. And if you would like to call in with a question or a comment, please call 800-313-9443.
Yeah, Deanna, I was just thinking too. Yeah, just say yeah. I've had a YouTube channel of my own that covered a lot of different topics, but a couple of weeks ago I decided, you know, for this particular issue, I'm going to start my own YouTube channel. So you can just look for that. There's a YouTube banner on the top of my page now on the right hand side to check out what I've posted there, and I've got others that I plan to be uploading soon. And there's a few other projects I'm trying to get some work done. It's been hard because I said there's a whole business with Facebook and so on, social networking. I'm on a couple of different sites, and it's been very time consuming. I have a couple of other video projects that I want to get busy on. In fact, one I am working on right now. And by that I mean translating the text from German into English, and then I plan to do narrate that as well. This is now three or four different films on my list to do. That's extremely time consuming. The blog I've slowed down a bit recently. I posted 55 posts in the first 3 months of it, and. So I've slowed down a little bit now, and I am looking for other contributors, and I do believe I have one of my friends in Germany now, or at least another German national who is interested in helping me out to post some stories on there as well, and he's done a lot of great research.
Right.
So, yeah.
A word about you're being really, really busy. I think it's important to keep in mind that there are people who are actually paid to go to certain websites, certain Facebook pages, certain forums, just to post things that will distract people.
Oh, indeed.
Just cause problems. And I'm sure that you're the target of a lot of that.
Well, yeah, I do have to question sometimes. You know, I see a lot of things going on sometimes, and sometimes it's just that people are they're really not that well informed, or they have other agendas. Now, you know, I try to make it clear to people. Look, you know, I have what my agenda is, and I'm not, you know, people. I get a lot of people coming to me because they say, well, you're supporting Hitler or something, you know, you must be a neo-Nazi, and I'm not. Or they assume, you must be one of these white nationalists. I'm not. You must be a this, you must be a that. No, I have my own agenda, which I try to make very clear. It's just trying to correct the historical record of what happened with World War II, and trying to get people to understand what really happened, and for the purpose of trying to bring back honor to my people who have been maligned through all of these huge monstrous lies for years about what happened there. And Germany to this day is an occupied country.
Without a constitution.
Right. Yeah.
All righty. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
Right now, food is everywhere. If you want it, you can buy it. For now. When the coming crisis occurs, how will you feed your family? Will healthy nutrition be available? The answer is probably no. Jeff Lawton will show you how to survive the coming crisis in an abundant way with permaculture. Jeff Lawton is a permaculture designer, teacher, and consultant who has shown people like you, people in 35 countries around the world, people who want to know what they can do to survive the crisis that they see approaching. There is an absolutely free video online that will help you discover how to survive by giving you step-by-step instructions in establishing food forests that will help you become survival confident. Log on to jefflawton.org right now. This free video will only be available for a limited time. That's jefflawton.org. jefflawton.org. Survival is not optional. Visit jefflawton.org today.
Hey there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Wayne from Canada. His website is justiceforgermans.wordpress.com. Can we take a call from a fellow countryman of yours, also from Germany?
Yeah, we'll do that. Let me just finish up with the one point we were talking about with Facebook and so on. I do want to say that, you know, in spite of, I do get some of these characters, provocateurs, trolls, and so on that you spoke of. I do get some of that going on for certain, and they do tie up my time and waste a lot of my energy. It's really annoying. However, I must say that, you know, more and more people are flocking to me and are listening and beginning to share this information. You know, they're taking the risk. They're going out there, putting it on their own. They're on their own Facebook walls and so on. And then, unfortunately, they don't have all of the facts. They don't know everything. So they're coming back to me. How do I deal with this? What do I say to that? You know, that sort of thing. So that becomes really time consuming for me. Sure. But I do want to say to those people, my God, I thank you for having the courage to look at this, because it has been so taboo for so long, and we've all been inundated with so much propaganda over the years, you know, and people are finally starting to see it. There is an awakening taking place. People are starting to see it, and they're going, oh my God, we have been really duped on this one, haven't we?
And they're taking the risk.
Yeah. But I think, you know, this one is so huge. But they're starting to see the pattern that goes all the way back to World War II. When they look at, you know, I have people who are Muslims and Arabs and so on my Facebook friends list as well, you know, who see what's going on in Palestine, you see what's going on in Syria, see what's going on in Iran and so forth. Well, a lot of those people are now starting to see that pattern as well, that it goes back to World War II. They're doing the same thing over and over and over again, you know. So it's relevant not only to my people, but it's relevant to today, to things that are going on. And if we really want to, you know, and this has been always been, you know, the main focus of my activism is peace, you know, and I've been involved with 9/11 Truth and all kinds of different things, but my main thing has always been peace and wanting to have a better world for us all here, you know. And so it's really essential to understand this history and if we want to have peace in this world, then we've got to go back and look at this pattern that continues on to this day.
Right.
Okay, so with that, I guess we can, sure, go ahead and take a call.
All righty, let's take Werner from New Brunswick. Werner, welcome to the program.
Yeah, good afternoon, Dan, and good afternoon, Ray.
Guten Tag, Werner.
Yeah, the last word you said is you want peace. And this is what so many people in North America don't understand. You can build peace on lies.
Mm-hmm.
And as I say, you know, I've been doing quite a bit of research lately thanks to the Internet and original archives. And this is what I want to always admonish the listeners. Go back to the original archives. They are now, most of them, they're available now on the Internet. You know, before any kind of a media whore or political whore or whoever got some kind of a special agenda can put their own spin on it. And early in the program, Wayne, when you mentioned there about what started out the war with Poland and with the Sudetenland, as I say, in this documentary, The Greatest Story Never Told.
Yes.
And I found it a wealth of information, and it wasn't just only from the German side, but it is original footage, you know, from all sides. And I would say what I've seen so far on the Internet is one of the most comprehensive ways, you know, of recording of the real facts. And this is what people in North America and in the countries, in the Allied countries, didn't understand, you know, what has led to the war with Poland.
Right.
58,000 Germans that were living in the area that after the First World War had been given to Poland, you know, they had been slaughtered, they had been butchered, the communist agitators, you know, coming from the Soviet Union. They had infiltrated and they had stirred up the population in the Eastern European countries. And their goal was, you know, and anybody who knows about the communists, their goal has been all along world revolution. You know, they wanted the whole world to become communists, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they had instigated those horrible atrocities against the German people there in Western Poland. And in Sudetenland. And what kind of a leader can that allow to go on? There are the Western nations, the so-called NATO nations, you know, they go to war on a lot more trivial or a lot smaller issues, you know?
Yes,
indeed.
Anyway, look, as I say, it's not all the Jewish people, you know. The Jewish people as a whole, they make out about 1% of the world population. But among them, it's only a small fraction that are real, the instigators. And when they were talking always about the axis of evil, you know, what I can see, you know, from doing quite a bit of research, the axis of evil was London and New York. And it was the money controllers. You know, but they were being controlled. Money was just only part of the agenda. But I say, you know, where do the rats gather? You know, where the most feed is for them. And those are here, as I say, the International Criminal Banking Consortium. The most feet is at the financial centers of the world, you know. And that has been for the last over 100 years. It has been at first London and then New York.
Yes, indeed.
Indeed.
And there is another speech that will be of interest. The speech Benjamin Friedman gave in 1961 at the Willard Hotel. You know, Benjamin Friedman, the name is Jewish, but he said it, you know, he didn't seem to belong to the criminal cabal. And what is the slogan of the Mossad? By deceit, we will wage war. So
right.
How else can such a small minority gain such a power over the whole planet unless they do it by deceit?
Well, yes, and by gaining control of the media, first and foremost.
Yeah, the media is one of the heads of the Hydra. And those media whores, you know, they have so much blood hanging on their pens and on their movies, the entertainment media they've created, you know, it's unbelievable. You know, how can they rest? How can they sleep at night? But here it comes another aspect in, and that is the population, especially in North America. You know, people have been brainwashed for over 100 years. You know, we are the good guys, you know. But now when more and more of the real history comes out, the real information, most of the people, they don't have the courage to admit that they have been wrong. And they
right.
don't want to get off their soapbox.
Right. That's true.
No, and this points that those people, they don't have very high human qualities.
Well, and I think it's also, you know, that, you know, people say, oh, but my dad or my uncle or my grandfather fought in that war and he was doing the right thing. And, you know, so, you know, how dare you question that, you know? And, of course they went over there to, you know, fight an evil person, an evil tyrant. How dare you say otherwise, you know?
You know, over the last 1500 years, how many times did Germany attack other countries?
Yeah.
How many times did Germany get attacked from the surrounding countries?
Right.
And a few times nearly the population got wiped out.
Yeah.
But because
they were always fomenting internal divisions in Germany as well to keep Germany down, keep Germany divided. You know, that went on for hundreds of years. Primarily from the French, but then towards the end of the 18th century, or the 19th century, I should say, you know, it was the British, you know, trying to keep Germany down,
right? Do the British have? When I look at the history of the British Empire over the last 400 years, it has been a criminal empire on amok. Running amok all around the world. You know, when you're sitting in a glass house, don't throw with stones at the windows in your neighbor's house.
Yeah.
Indeed. Well,
yeah.
Appreciate your call, Werner. We are
you're
coming
back,
up on a break here, but thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Thanks, Werner.
All righty. I want to just say something. The Jewish people do argue amongst themselves. But when it gets right down to it, when they're up against the Christians, the Jews are always going to be united and stick together. That's just the way they are. They've always been very, very united. And I don't think that's going to change anytime soon, because they will ostracize people in their own community who speaks out, such as David Cole and lots of other people. And I'm sure that Benjamin Friedman was ostracized for standing up for truth. Alrighty, we will be right back in 3 minutes.
you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Deanna. Our guest today is Wayne from Canada. His website is justiceforgermans.wordpress.com. All righty. I think it's kind of interesting that when you think about Germany and you think about some of the things that Hitler did, and one of the things that I don't hear frequently enough, yes, he did do a wonderful thing economically. He restored Germany to almost full employment. Well, basically full employment. And when you compare that to what was going on in this country. But the other thing that he did, was that he, told the tribe, the Jews, to leave the country. He made it very uncomfortable for them to stay. And no community had kicked them out since 1898, when I believe it was Moscow, the city of Moscow, had a declaration that they were to leave. And that is something that he did. And one of the things that Donald Day in his books says, and I can't quote, I don't have it in front of me, but he says it's really something that two Christian nations, meaning so-called United States and Britain, would fight another Christian nation for kicking out the Bolsheviks or, you know, the communists. Because when you're talking about communism, Judaism is communism and vice versa. And that's what they did. They fought a Christian nation that was trying to protect themselves against economic warfare, against internal strife, and then they had two Christian nations go against them for doing that.
Yeah. Okay, Deanna, you're just breaking up somewhat on my end. Am I coming through okay for you still?
Yes, yes.
Okay, for some reason you're sort of fading in and out there, but the Skype is a bit weird sometimes.
I wonder why.
Yeah, I'm not too sure, but I did get the gist of what you're saying here and have to concur with you. I just wanted to go back to some of the points that Werner brought up for us here in his book of the film, Adolf Hitler, The Greatest Story Never Told. Yeah. And I would recommend that people watch that. I think it's now up to 17 parts or something to that. And it's basically, somebody has taken a lot of parts from many different films, documentaries, and so on, and put this together into kind of build a comprehensive picture of what Hitler was about. I must say, however, that there is some stuff in there that is disinformation. As well, it's been quite a while since I've looked at that film, but there were some things in there that I do not agree with too. So
Can you point anything out? Like I said,
I haven't seen it in quite some time now.
Okay.
But it's just when he mentioned it, I went, oh yeah, right. I did like that, but there were some things about it too. So bear that in mind, and maybe we'll discuss that at another point. But in that film, I actually took parts of my film as well and included that in there too. So yeah, so that's important.
That's important when you're looking at anything, when you're reading any book, that there might be things that are maybe 5% disinformation or something. And so you have to take that into consideration, whatever you're reading or looking at. You have to be so well educated and do your own research to the point that you can see when somebody's trying to pull the wool over your eyes or just in ignorance, just are not, it's misinformation in that.
Sure. And I don't want to, criticize that person. I'm sure he's doing his best he could.
Exactly.
But, it's just that he did include some of the stuff that is definitely propaganda. And that's really all I have to say about that at the moment.
Right.
Now, Werner also spoke about the atrocities in Poland. And that's included, as I say, in a couple of the clips that I've uploaded recently, which are primarily some of Hitler's speeches with English subtitles. And in a couple of them, you will see some of the many of the photographs of these real atrocities that were taking place against the German ethnic minority in what had become Poland, but was in fact Germany, but was taken away from Germany after World War One and the of Versailles. Okay, so it's good for people to look at that and to understand, Hitler could not let that go on. And those crimes were known. They were telling this to the League of Nations. Nobody cared. Nobody listened. We always hear about, the persecution of the Jews here, the persecution of the Jews there. Well, what about the persecution of the Germans that was going on there and in Czechoslovakia? Okay.
Right.
And, and what was this man to do? Just let it continue to go on. He had to do something about that. Okay, and there was other issues involved there too, but look at those pictures.
And had been for a long time since the Versailles Treaty, since those people gave away all that territory. There had always been problems, economic problems, persecution that Polish government actually sanctioned. All right,
yes.
We'll be right back in 3 minutes. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of a pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and we do have some callers lining up. Our guest today is Wayne from Canada. His website is justiceforgermans.wordpress.com. All righty. Wayne, would you like to take a caller? Or
absolutely. Sure, we can.
All righty. Let's take Richard from Washington. Richard, welcome to the program.
Good morning. I've recommended Why Nations Fail. I don't know if you've been able to get to it, Deanna, but I recommend it again. And my question is, if we understand what happened to Hitler in Germany, would that prevent Saddam Hussein or Muammar Gaddafi from taking place? And my analogy is kind of like a football, a football game. Once a team becomes number one, that's the person that everybody strives to replace themselves as number one. That's the name of the game of nations. And my question is, if you're for peace, based on the fact that the growth curve is asymptotic, and we've been given a reprieve because of abiotic, but they call it fossil fuels, agriculturally and industrial, are you suggesting like a hunger game scenario or a lottery? How are we going to control population?
Well, that's, kind of getting a bit off of what I normally talk about, but I think the world is able to sustain the population that we have, no problem. I think a lot of, shortages are contrived and so on. and crises are artificially created over and over again. I think listening to Deanna's show, the various topics, the guests that she has on, you know, you see clearly that, you know, a lot of the things that go on in this world are contrived and invented, and they create crises and shortages and all kinds of things. And it's always, the same people that are causing these problems and getting us causing the problems and at the same time giving us false solutions.
Isn't that the example and the lesson of Germany? Hitler motivated the German people to be kind of self-reliant. He allowed them to expand their energy situation in a new way, diesel and the other options that he had for creating power. And the bottom line is he then became the ongoing force, and I call him the inbreeding sociopathic tribe, determined that he had to be eliminated because of that number one status. I mean, that's the pump and dump that's been going on.
Yeah, I don't think it was because, I would disagree that it was to do with his status. I think it was simply because he presented a threat to their global empire, to their hegemony. That is I call them the Judeo financial or bankster gangsters and the, as Veronica calls them, high finance on the one hand, and Judeo Freemasonic Bolshevik communism on the other. They're behind both sides of that, and the model that he was presenting. When I say that, you always have to bear in mind that National Socialism was not meant for export. It was designed for Germany and Germany alone. Hitler had no intention of forcing it upon anybody else anywhere. He did not want war, did not want to force that upon anybody else. However, it was a comprehensive system of not only governments, but a way of life for the people. And it was based on Christian principles and people helping people, brothers helping brothers and so on, and brotherly love and working towards creating a new social state whereby people were working for their overall good and then benefiting from that as well. Okay, so he was and he was cutting out these the bankers. He created his own currency, debt-free currency, and showed that it could be done. They had no gold. They had did not have a lot of raw materials themselves, and showed that Germany could prosper within a few short years. I mean, as Deanna was saying, they had a labor shortage after only a few years. And had to import people to take up some of that slack. So, what he was doing was he had created the most prosperous country at the time in the world, and would become the envy of all other nations if he were allowed to succeed, and if the other nations, the media in those other nations, were telling the truth. Which they weren't. Most people in Britain had no clue as to what was going on in Germany and how good the Germans had it. They were deliberately hiding that from people. They were doing that exact same thing in the United States, and they had the boycott of 1933, worldwide boycott that they started, and of course went on to tell many of these atrocity tales and so on. This is the real reason, in my opinion, from about World War II, is that, it wasn't that he was the top dog in the world. He didn't want to be the top dog in the world. He was doing what he had to do for his people, and that's all his concern was for the welfare of his own people.
Well, yeah. That's it. I fully agree with your assessment, especially your assessment of the inbreeding sociopathic tribe running the whole thing, and that's why I recommend Why Nations Fail. But with that assessment, at the point where this country becomes very successful, then what do you do to curb that success? How do you keep that in check? I mean, success can't go unlimited. We're on an infinite planet or a finite planet with an infinite growth curve. I don't see how you're going to bring those two things together.
Well, that is a theory, Richard, that you're promoting.
Well, there's only other growth curves that's asymptotic is cancer. So, you know, I don't know how you can say it's a theory.
Well, I believe that is a theory. Yes, I do.
Well, cancer killed the host, so who's going to kill the planet? I got a feeling it's going to be the humans. And it's been happening on a cyclical basis, forbidden archaeology.
Yeah, I think that they want us to believe these things, and are manipulating us to fight wars, and secretly, I guess they want to reduce our populations and so on. But there is a film I watched years ago now. You can watch for free. It's called now it's escapes me, something or other, Demographic Winter, I think it's called, something to that effect.
I mean, that's a little bit Darwinian, Richard. Things that you're talking about are Darwinian. The other thing, Wayne, that you mentioned is that Hitler was not attempting to export his brand of socialism, and it was national socialism, not the socialism that people typically think about.
Right, not
I think that many of the things that he did are applicable to the United States economy. For instance, he based the goal that he used was the people. The people were the essential factors within that economic program. He didn't base it on having gold in a bank somewhere, but on the people.
Their labor.
Their labor, their produce, what they created. That is what a nation is built upon, not upon speculation and upon credit and upon other things, but upon the product of one's labor. And they proved that it could be done. And if we just took some of that and applied it in this country, there would be a major difference. And some of the other things that he did, too, in the deporting of people who were not citizens. When you think about all of the people in this country who are not citizens but have slipped through the borders illegally and are now being given what do they call that? The government is trying to say, oh yes, let's go ahead and let them stay here. Well, that is just not right. I'm sorry, it's just not right. You need to the government needs to take care of the citizens that are citizens of the United States and not import or encourage other people to come here when we can't even take care of ourselves because of the outsourcing of labor, the outsourcing or the insourcing of labor and the outsourcing of production. So there are many things that we could learn from Hitler's Germany.
Well, I think the same thing took place with Muammar Gaddafi. He established the same program in his nation, and where is he today? I mean, you know, this seems to be a recurring cycle that we just don't want to come to grips with who's controlling it and what we're going to replace them with.
Give up? Are you saying suggesting?
No, I play the game within the bounds that I am presented, but I understand that it's a game. It's the Hunger Games. That's where we are. And you have to understand that they're in charge. They've made determinations. Call them whatever you like. Label them if you have to for divide and conquer. But bottom line, you're a free individual to make your choices as long as you have that freedom. If you don't have that freedom, it's all over anyway. You're gone.
Right. Well, you know, and like I say, I mean, you have to look at, you know, Hitler's total economic plan, his total package, and what he did was truly amazing. But he was teaching the people to be, you know, conservative as well, to not waste, to use the land and the resources as effectively and productively as possible. And, he was keeping controls on prices. He was not letting people, gouge. He was not letting the financial, you know, speculation go on anymore. There were stock markets, but he was not allowing, you know, them to manipulate Germany's economy and so forth. So, you know, in addition to, you know, creating his own currency based on the work and the labor of the people and the production. So it was very much self-sustaining and you know, in exports. He kept that to a minimum, only traded what he had to. And a lot of times, because of the boycotts that were going on, you know, they were trading in goods and services with some of the nations in, you know, like in South America and so on as well, to bring in what they needed.
Fully appreciate that. I am from German ancestry, and I appreciate that craftsman ethic, and that's what he was developing, was the individual craftsman ethic, and that's been, quote-unquote, after the war, deported to a lot of other countries. But the bottom line is, you know, we still have this, who's going to be in control? I mean, people are herd animals now in the situation of the population, and somebody has to be the alpha person. Somebody has to be the person controlling the system, be it Hitler, be it Muammar Gaddafi, be it the inbreeding sociopathic tribe.
No, I think that's what they would like us to believe, that somebody has to be in charge.
And, we demand it. You know, that's what Christianity is all about. We got to have a God. We got to have a pastor. We got to have somebody in charge. Otherwise, we as humans aren't comfortable.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for calling in, Richard.
Yeah. You know, I think, you know, you have to look at, you know, a lot of people would like to, you know, make the comparison that, you know, that Europe today. That this was, you know, based on Hitler. When it wasn't, you know, Hitler did want to see a new order in Europe, but what he wanted was a Europe that was not being ordered by that tribe.
Right.
Yeah. And you know, but when he did go into these other countries, which he did in self-defense, such as in Holland and Belgium, and so on. He did not go in there and install a Hitler clone, you know, and
right. And that's quite different than the Bolsheviks. As soon as they got into a country, they either had somebody army there ready to take over, or they brought somebody in to do that for them.
But, or America, for that matter, with the, you know, installing tin pot dictators in places, overthrowing elected governments. And so on, you know, that's gone on for a long time. Hitler was not doing that, you know. But when we look at, you know, Richard, you know, mentioned Saddam Hussein and Gaddafi and so on. Yeah, you know, you can always argue certain things that Saddam did. However, you know, he was trying to do something for his people, as were Gaddafi, and it was very similar. And the model is that they use is that they also go, this is the next Hitler. And my response to that is, and your problem with that is what?
Right.
You know, that's a good thing for those people.
If
you know, it's a good thing for them. If they know the truth, if you really know the truth, it's not a bad thing at all.
Right. And if more people could understand what Hitler was all about and what Muammar Gaddafi was all about, they would understand that these people were doing what every government should be doing for their people, what our government should be doing for the citizens. And our government is not doing those things, but is doing the exact opposite, because we are an occupied country. Germany is an occupied country. Most of the countries in the world are now occupied by a very, very small minority, and they have a lot of minions running around doing their work. And that, therein, lays the problem.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with you there. You know, the whole, you have to look at the whole package deal of what Hitler did, not just the man. And you also have to understand too that, you know, they themselves, the Brits and so on, they said, you know, our issue is not Hitler. You know, he offered to resign, and others even said, look, if we take out Hitler, you know, then this would be over. And they said, no, our problem is with the German people. And with the, you know, we don't want these, you know, we want to get rid of the German people, because, you know, they were productive, hardworking people, and they could impact the world economy, as well, right? And as well as their
good
British Empire. Yeah.
Speaking of the British Empire, Joe said not even God can trust the British in the dark. In an email. All right, here's a question from Steve. Yesterday I listened to Merlin Miller's program from the previous week, and he claimed that after the night of the long knives that the German working class no longer had a voice at the table. He mentioned Rodney Martin, but I don't think he said Rodney agreed. What do you two think? Now, we did have a program on that. Rodney talked about this some time ago, but we do have a break coming up. Would you like to address that when we come back?
Okay, I'm having a bit of a difficulty hearing you again. So,
okay.
Yeah.
The Night of the Long Knives?
Yeah.
Do you want to address that?
I can try, yeah.
Okay, we don't have much time after the break, but let's do that. All right, we'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com. How important is the air we breathe? Our air purifiers are made with a patent process called Aeron. Aeron is different from ozone. Aeron does not create oxides of nitrogen like other ozone machines. Unlike any air purifiers out there, the Aeron generator adds additional energy, creating higher forms of oxygen. And when the Aeron molecule comes in contact with pollution, the pollution is quickly oxidized. These higher forms of energized oxygen have more power to oxidize pollutants, removing dust, pollen, mold, and other particles from the air. Destroying chemical fumes and toxic gases kills mold, mildew, fungi, and kills many viruses and bacteria in the air and on surfaces for a healthier, cleaner environment. Visit our website, republicbroadcasting.org. That's republicbroadcasting.org. Just click on our online store or call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Be prepared. How important is the air we breathe?
Deanna, and we have Wayne from Canada, whose website is justiceforgermans.wordpress.com. And, okay, would you like to address the Night of the Long Knives, where I believe 83 people were killed?
Yeah, I was just trying to scan my memory banks on that one. I believe Veronica did quite a good segment on that in one of her books. I can't remember if it was The Hyenas of High Finance or The Union Jackal, but she went into that in quite detail.
But it was a group of people that were trying to introduce Marxism, and
I think we're going to be running out of time pretty quickly too. So I guess the thing that people need to understand is that Hitler was not this big huge dictator guy, this top down approach. Hitler was more in the middle, and there was a lot of competing interests even within National Socialism. There were people who were more right wing, people who were more left wing, and so on. All within the realm of National Socialism, and it wasn't just top down Hitler giving orders and everybody else following and goose stepping along as they would like us to believe. Yeah, there were competing issues, competing factions, and there came a time when Ernst Röhm and his the SA and so on, they were starting to be a hindrance, and Hitler was having problems with the group. They basically wanted to do away with the Wehrmacht, and were giving competition to the Wehrmacht. And so there were these internal conflicts going on. And they finally said to Hitler, look, the Wehrmacht said to Hitler, look, you've got to get rid of this guy. If you need our support and we can't deal with this. Something's got to be done about these guys.
Now, Rodney did cover this on Monday, November 19th of 2012, I believe, according to my notes. And
that sounds familiar too, yeah.
So it's something that we might do a program on in the future, but it's such a lengthy topic to talk about that I doubt that we could do it much justice in the 1 minute that
Oh, exactly. Yeah. But it's an important thing to remember is that, there were many, competing factions were happening. And we even see that in the later stages of the war, the different generals and so on, they had their own little agendas going on as well too. And
there were traitors within the NSDAP.
Absolutely. Totally. Yeah.
So.
And I get this question asked a lot too about the Dunkirk. You did such a wonderful job on that of debunking that myth of Hitler deliberately letting the British escape. Totally,
which is
wrong.
Ridiculous. Yeah. Absolutely ridiculous. There's so many myths going on that you really need to like with the Night of the Long Knives or Dunkirk or any of those things
and
or
Bywitz.
You have to look into both sides of it and see what it's all about and then draw your own conclusions.
And the same thing with the attack on the Soviet Union.
Exactly.
Look at the big picture.
All righty, we have run out of time. Thank you so much for being on the program today.
Well, thank you for having me again. I appreciate it, Deanna.
All righty. Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.